And my concern is centralization. Maybe I could have a couple extra.
Yeah, let me take the floor.
Well,
yeah.
How about this?
Take the, go, for the,
go
by the
board. Go by the board.
Go by the board.
So far, so
okay.
There's
a number of centralization issues that I think are really important. We've heard about a point.
One conversation, please, folks. It's very distracting for you all to talk about.
We've heard about appointed seats. There are appointed seats in the present bylaws. The transparency allowed to the listeners is the minimum allowed by California law, not the kind of openness that we'd like. There's the openness problem that's been spoken about. But more importantly, the finances and the program are totally concentrated at the national level. Now, the question is, can we fix these problems? Those of us who think that centralization will stultify Pacifica, can we do anything about it? Well, the problem is that the bylaws amendment process is also centralized. It's the most complicated, it's the most convoluted aspect of the whole bylaws proposal. And the bottom line is that the listeners don't have much say. And that any faction that controls a majority of delegates can pass whatever they want. So if we get a faction of people who have a majority of delegates, they can essentially consolidate control over all of Pacifica.
Can you define delegates for?
Those are the members of the local boards.
Local boards, yes.
Now, so what's going to happen if we hold out for better bylaws? I think that we're going to have elections. And I think that is going to demonstrate progress. And I think that is going to mean that democratically elected boards are going to have a significant influence on what kind of bylaws we get. And I think they will be much superior to what we're going to get if we adopt what the IPNB gives us. Who is the IPNB? One a third of them were hijackers.
And we're
the
still,
other
well,
third...
Exactly.
That's why we want to get rid of them.
Could I please be allowed to speak and finish? The two others were at one time defendants. Now, it's not surprising that the interests of the people who made the settlement agreements are being expressed in the bylaws that we're asked to vote on. And I think it would be far superior if we had some control, if the elected boards had some say in what kind of bylaws we get. I guess that's pretty much all I want to say. No, it isn't. I want to mention about, I didn't say a thing about diversity. I want to say that the bottom line on diversity is the diversity of the sponsors and the electorate. And the way to get that is to have diversity in programming. And the way to get that is to have diversity on the boards. And the key to making sure that the diversity on the boards produces the diversity in the programming is to have local control. And so all of these issues are related, diversity and democracy. And we need to go ahead with elections now. And we need to make sure that we don't accept bylaws that are going to concentrate all of the authority in the hands of whoever happens to win the first elections.
3 minutes left for any questions.
I apologize. I have to leave.
Good night. Well, a second. I appreciate the fact that everybody was respectful in their comments, and I thought that the discussion was really productive tonight, and I hope that for the new members of the lab that the discussion has been useful. It was for me, actually, because I have a better sense of where people are on some of the stuff right now, and whether we agree on this stuff or not, we are still going to have to do the work. So it behooves us to try to iron this stuff out.
I agree.
Two and a half minutes left on Harrison's time. Can we take a little of that time just to ask those people who are new lab members who are attending here tonight, do you have any comments or questions about what has proceeded so far? Tom?
There's been a lot of discussion about elections and the quality of our voter pool, i.e. subscribers, vis-a-vis diversity, and what they may or may not do. Well, I've been working on a slightly different project. My portfolio when I came in was to work on the folio. and there's a reason for that. It's my intention that it be the publication of record for the listeners. It gets mailed to all of them. If we can publish it often enough, there will be room for enough information for them to make a decision. Right now, 99% of the listenership are in no position to vote on anything. They don't know what's going on. They may have little glimpses here and there, but if you pooled any 100 of them, you'd get the same result that you did when the wise men checked, blind wise men checked out an elephant. You know, we really do need to get the various thoughts in concise, form down and start publishing it so that people have some idea of the train wreck that is coming at them. You know, it could, you know, if they get off the track, then there's no wreck. But if they don't know the train's coming, you know, and all of a sudden there's, you know, they, well, we put a nomination sheet in the back of the first folio. By the way, how many of you got a folio?
I didn't get mine either.
Well,
now the plan is working.
See, they like me better than they like you guys. I got
the I'll send you a photocopy.
Everybody who was supposedly on the subscriber list got one. Okay.
It was great, by the way.
Diverted from bylaws right now.
You know, in the back of it is a sign-up sheet for people who want to be on the program committee. Hopefully, it'll provide a, you know, we'll put one out ahead of each election, which will contain a ballot and some information on whoever's running for what and why we're electing anybody.
Since this meeting's for the benefit, really, of the new lab members, would it be okay with everyone here if we took a couple more minutes to...
Yes.
Take the responses of the other two.
We have just two more speakers.
I think there were two more people.
We only
right
have
here.
Two more speakers on the stack. Why don't we finish that up and then we can do questions
well,
as long as
Tom
we hold
finished?
Out.
We're the new lab members.
But this is for really the benefit of the new lab members. So why don't we take a vote on it? Okay.
Why don't I finish what I had to say?
Why don't you ask the new? No,
hold it a sec. I just wanted to ask everybody to, you know, to jump on board with this thing. I get resistance like this. Eyes cross when they start hearing not radio. But we need some place where we actually publish something, because if we do programs on the air, they're there, they're gone, and only a few of the people are listening at any given time. That's all I'm asking for, is just pay attention. At regular lab meetings, I'm going to start asking for help.
Okay, how many people here
Tom,
want to hold all questions from the new lab members until the last two presenters have finished their presentation? Raise your hands, please.
What did you say?
How many people here would like to hold all questions from the two new lab members here, not hear them, until the last two presenters have finished?
Ask them.
Okay, how many people? How many people here would like to hear from the other two new lab members here before we hear from the last two presenters?
See if they want to speak.
Yeah, it's
well, they said
it's
they did. They've already raised their hand.
Oh, you guys want to speak?
You both do, right? You both have things that you want to speak?
Well, it's almost 10:30, so I'm going to be leaving at 10:30. All I would say is that I've learned a lot tonight, and I've heard, you know, different opinions. My job right now is to go back and probably try to read and take as much of the information I got here tonight. I really, really would like to get a feel for what our listening audience is really like. Where, you know, I think that's some data that somehow we need to collect. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's been very educational for me.
Luis?
It was very helpful for me to review everything. I have a better overview of the whole thing. Right now I'm concerned with that we're expressing speculations as to what's going to please the judge to get an extension. I'm wondering if something can be done to get some sort of a, you know, I guess maybe legal opinion as to that.
In the settlements, by the way, very simple.
No, but nothing is simple in the law. Whatever's written in the settlement, you're going to get two views on what's going to please the judge or not. But I think we have those two views. Maybe we can make a better informed decision about which way we should go.
Okay.
Am I allowed, because I'm a new member too?
Of course. Next up is Tom, I believe.
New member.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lorraine.
You guys forgot me.
I didn't know you wanted to speak because you didn't raise your hand before.
Well, because I've been around the station for 15 years doesn't mean I'm not new to the left. Number one, my concern is that there are people waiting in the wings, and I know who they are, that are waiting to sue over numerous issues, including the diversity issue. And I have read the Lubell opinion about A, and I have found that he is massaging it, but he has himself put some caveats on his own opinion about that, about the legality of that. So I'm concerned that we're under a microscope. And number three, if we want diversity, accountability, and elections, then we've got to pass bylaws. And I would much rather these bylaws be decided by you people and by the people who elect and who are subscribers and who are members and who are elected boards than the current impasse that we have now is due to the fact is that we have an appointed, anointed interim national board. And by the way, I really resent saying people want to stay in there. The people that are fighting hardest to get these bylaws adapted are also fighting for elections for all the boards. So, I mean, that is a terrible thing to say about some people who are really struggling, who have made a lot of sacrifices. They are not fighting to stay in power. If they were, they would support no elections and they would support the stalling factions. And they're not doing that. They're trying to get us. We have a June 30th deadline. And this judge, we've already had a 9 months extension.
6 months.
6 months, but I understand we're 9 months overdue.
That's what I've heard. We waited until the last second.
Sounds like my pregnancy with my second kid. And so whatever it is, we are overdue. We have a due date of June 30th. If we do not show progress, and I have been through a legal hassle of a forceful takeover before. I went through it. A similar situation as this, and I can tell you darn well that eventually the judges get very, very tired, and he will just order elections according to what he wants. That's what will happen next, is we will have court-supervised and ordered elections, and no one is going to be. You think we're unhappy about what we're having now. And so I'm just warning everybody that it is bound to happen if we don't get this interim board off our backs now. Get into elections. If we decide just to have our own elections in the lab, oh, that's great. And I'm for lab elections or station, local station boards elections. But if we don't have some sort of, if we suddenly pass the bylaws in August, then we've spent $15,000-$20,000 on elections, and we still have to hold new elections under the new bylaws. If we're this close to passing bylaws, then it's rather foolish to spend that kind of money. And that is just the, programming council is asking for $15,000 for their little election. Can you imagine what it'll cost? Well, I was present when the request was made for that kind of money. So that's what I heard. That is the thing.
Tom Camarella up there?
Right.
Is that you?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I think we have to think about whether the law is going to, the California corporate law is going to accept things. And based on that and based on people waiting, just standing in the wings, and you want to know the name of one of the people in behalf of Shove, we got this lovely Nalini lady. Yes, who is working for Shove to harvest information. I'm telling you, we are not in that. We need to pass bylaws and get our act together.
You're up?
Yeah.
3 minutes, right?
I understand. Lorraine, I understand your feelings about this.
And I'm dealing with this woman daily, so
I understand. But when you said that, on the side of the stallers, that's also a kind of a derogatory way of saying it. There's a lot of people who feel that if we pass these bylaws with these amendments, that we will pass bylaws that it's very difficult to change, and that there's too much power. Okay, so that's why we're holding off.
Tom, you know what I'm sorry about, though? I'm sorry that we didn't just read these bylaws for the sake of the new people and then let them maybe have another meeting where we could actually have a discussion pro and con. Because I'm kind of sorry that she has not had an, just an objective discussion of them.
Yeah, okay.
Tom has the floor.
All right. But please understand that we are all trying, we all care, and we all are doing the best way that we see it, okay? And that's
it.
That's
all I wanted
to say.
Okay.
Could you comment on what Harrison was saying about
Raphael?
Up next in
centralization.
You've already spoken once, right, Raphael? So you have 3 minutes. Yeah.
Well, if I had my 3 minutes, he had a question. I don't know what he.
Well, you can take a question.
Yeah. What Harrison was talking about centralization with the amendments. If you have anything to.
No, he said it. He said it perfectly. He's been putting out material, so have I. Yeah, one of the things that distresses me, folks, is that you know, I put out something on the web this week, and you know, I put it out as the material that I wanted to show that you know that we had made some votes, and yet what I get back is not people talking about the substantive issue that we were dealing with, which i.e. the amendments. They were talking about...